A man in the double-breasted suit jacket. Every coat that has a collar and lapel, whether sport jacket, suit jacket, or overcoat, is either single or double-breasted. The single-breasted construction is much more common and consists of buttons on one edge and buttonholes on the other, meeting in a vertical line over the navel. The double-breasted coat bears symmetrical sets of buttons on each side, with the left side folding over the right to be secured by one or two of them. Single-breasted jackets are easy to find and look good on just about everyone. Double-breasted jackets, however, demand greater investment of time and effort to acquire, and to be worn successfully, they do require a little bit more style. However, the payoff is fantastic. Since every man pretty much owns a single-breasted jacket, the man who can pull off a double-breasted, it stands out from the crowd. So let's go ahead and talk quickly about the double-breasted jacket's drawbacks, because there are many, and it's not a suit that I recommend for your first suit style. So let's jump into really quick the reasons to pass on this type of a jacket. The extra layer of fabric is across the front, and this will drown down a smaller man's frame, especially if he's got a wide torso. The extra fabric, in addition, it's a little bit more complicated. So if you don't wear a suit very often, you may fall into the trap of not buttoning it correctly, which, believe it or not, I've seen. The double-breasted suit is also more formal than the single-breasted suit. So if you're going to a casual, somewhat casual event, you may appear to be overdressed. Finally, the double-breasted suits, they waned in popularity, and therefore they're difficult to find and a little bit more difficult to get fitted correctly. Occasionally, tailors will have certain issues with them. Now, let's talk about the reasons to choose a double-breasted jacket. And for the right men, these far outweigh the problems that I just noted. Because for the man who can wear it, it's a rare opportunity to don a very stylish garment without attracting undue attention. To the casual observer, a double-breasted suit differs little from a single-breasted one, but on closer examination, it yields an older, more elegant look. While it is indeed hard for most men to find one that looks really superb, when custom-made, its length, gorge height, button stance, and lapel roll may each be selected to amplify the body's virtues and distract from any shortcomings. So that's one of the things, is even if you find a double-breasted suit that fits you properly, you need to make sure you choose the right style for your body. The double-breasted coat always sports peak lapels. If you find a double-breasted suit and it has notch lapels, run. The original style has six buttons with two that close. While this suits tall men, shorter men are better to go for the four-button style, which either has one or two buttons that close. And the reason being, it really comes down to style. It comes down to proportion. It comes down to the six buttons can just be a bit overwhelming. Now, understand that what buttons, if you're having something custom made, you'll want to look at the different places that you can have in the different styles. I think if you go back to the article, you're going to see I've got one of the first styles starting over to the left is a four button, and you notice only the bottom, when you're looking at the jacket, only the bottom left hand button. And this, in a sense, creates a longer lapel roll, which can help a short man look a little bit taller. Now, if you're a tall man or a medium-sized man and you want to go with a four button, then you can go with the one that is second from the left, and that's where both buttons are going to button on the left-hand side. And of course, if you wanted to go with six buttons, you can go with where it does the one with the longer lapel roll, or where you're going to button two buttons. Now, note on a six button, the top two buttons will never button. They're there for show. However, there is one thing you want to be very careful about: button configuration. You do not want them to, in a sense, to be able to trace out a V. Instead, it should trace out more like a Y. If it traces a V, this is not classic. It's something that I see on some off-the-rack double-breasted and should be avoided. Tailors that make it like this don't understand that the Y actually complements all body builds better than the V. The V actually makes you look wider in the stomach area and should be avoided. The double-breasted suit and accessories. The accessory rules when wearing a double-breasted suit are very similar to single-breasted suits. When it comes to neckwear, either a bow tie or necktie can be worn. However, the presence of no neckwear whatsoever is a definite style blunder, as the double-breasted jacket's formality by default demands something to adorn the neck. A necktie's width has always been determined by the jacket's lapels, although on the double-breasted suit, jackets can be they usually have a bit wider lapels because they're peak, so this rule doesn't always fall in, although you should lean towards a tie that's a little bit wider, and I would say at least 3 1/4, 3 1/2. You don't have to go beyond that, but avoid skinny ties with double-breasted suits. Also, pay close attention to the knot. Because less of the tie is going to be showing, the knot becomes more important, as it's just less of the shirt is shown, less of the tie is shown, and people are going to focus in on it just a little bit more. Finally, always put, and I think on a double-breasted, if you're going this extra mile to wear a double-breasted suit, rock a pocket square. It always is going to look better, and it's just makes the outfit infinitely more stylish. Finally, I'm going to address who can wear a double-breasted jacket. In my opinion, a well-cut double-breasted jacket will suit any man. Although thin men, especially tall and thin men, have a lot more leeway and can actually deal with a little bit, you know, let's just say that if they could wear something perhaps off the rack with a minimal amount of tailoring and they're going to look fine. Larger men, on the other hand, if it is not tailored correctly, it can easily look bad. And the same with short and stout men. They want to make sure that they go with the style, as I talked about, the button stance, and that it fits them correctly. Because of the extra layer of fabric, it can make a man look wider much more easier than its single-breasted brethren. All right, and that summarizes this section on double-breasted suits.